Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry we got caught up watching funny interviews, sports interviews. It's the Biggs and Barr Show.
I was trying to look at the eclipse.
What eclipse?
Well, there was supposed to be an eclipse this morning at like 5 o'clock or so. Like a full solar eclipse.
Come on.
Yeah.
The sun's not even up at 5
o'clock. Well, that's what I thought.
Well, it is.
It's
no,
up,
right.
But you can, like,
it's not
up in the sky.
Like not a lunar eclipse, a solar eclipse?
Well, yeah, it was supposed to completely black out the sun, or almost completely.
What's it?
Well, I didn't notice it get any darker.
No, neither did I. Was it a hoax?
Well, I don't...
Like, I don't want to go stare at the sun.
I don't know what the internet anymore. Like, you never know what, you know what I mean? Like, unless you actually do some full research.
So what's a solar eclipse? When the...
The moon goes in front of the sun.
The moon goes in...
Or is that
when
a
lunar
Earth,
eclipse?
When the Earth goes in front of the sun.
I don't know.
What's the one you're really not supposed to look at? A solar eclipse,
pretty
right?
much the sun all the time.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Remember when?
Annular solar eclipse will be visible for some early rising Canadians Thursday. So that was us.
Okay.
We missed it.
And it was supposed to happen on, like, in our side of the country.
I remember 3-4 years ago.
Oh,
there was one in the middle of the day.
That was garbage.
And remember, it did get a little duller.
A slight bit duller.
But remember, Trump was looking at it with no glasses.
I do remember that.
He was just
that.
Squinting super hard. It was made me laugh.
Oh, he's someone texted it's peeking right now. I gotta
what?
Look at
peeking right now?
Oh, wow, it does kind of look weird.
There's full sunshine.
Can you see the sun from this side of the building?
No, I can't. It is duller than before.
There you go.
So is that when the moon's in front of the sun?
Yeah, it could just be a cloud, too. Oh, we got calls, guys.
Oh, wow.
We got calls.
Yeah, let's talk to some people that know more about this than us. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The eclipse is happening. It peaks in about 4 minutes.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Okay.
So you haven't missed it yet. I'm watching it with welding glasses right now.
Oh, nice.
So it's when the moon goes in front of the sun, right? That's the... Is it a solar
eclipse? I hope that's what it is, or it's Independence Day, one of the two.
Okay. And then a lunar eclipse is what? What's the difference?
Oh, sorry, don't be behind me. Because
the moon will pass between the Earth and the sun.
We don't want to miss it. There's someone else calling.
On a solar eclipse. So lunar is when the...
Thank you, other caller.
I don't know.
But you, well, then stop talking.
Someone on the phone, they might know.
Find it out for you.
They might know.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, it's okay, Keith.
Hey, Keith. All right. So you're a reliable source on stuff.
What, yeah. Actually seen
the sunset was this morning at 5:12, I believe.
Oh, see, someone just...
Sorry. I was out taking pictures of it. It was, by the time the sun rised, it was 5:30, so.
Okay. Some guy said it's peaking right now.
Yeah, someone says
it's not, though. It's done. I watched it.
Yeah, 5:45. So Keith's a photographer. So if you got a good picture, send it to us, eh? We'll give you no money for it, but we'll give you credit.
Yeah, we'll give
you
tag your
what
name.
What do I send it to?
We can email us.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Text us and we'll send you the email.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Okay.
Thanks,
right,
buddy.
Keith.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, see, he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's okay, man.
He's always okay. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's good.
Brought us McDonald's that one day. That
yeah.
He's always a good guy. So a lunar eclipse is when the moon moves into the Earth's shadow.
Ah.
Solar, when the Earth...
When the moon blocks the sun from us.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm glad we didn't miss it.
Yeah.
Well, Keith said we missed it.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
We're going to see the picture, so what's the difference? I don't have glasses to look at it right now anyway.
That's true.
You know I would just look at it.
I know you would. Well,
Chris, what does it look like?
I'd help your vision.
Yeah, maybe.
Correct.
I'm so blind right now.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Anyways, all right, cool. At least we like officially learned the difference between a lunar and a solar.
Yeah.
I mean, we learned something.
Thank Christ.
No, thank Keith. He's going to get the picture.
Sure. Yeah.
Christ had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a photographer. He was a carpenter.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could
build you a sweet hut to watch it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's
he's
blind.
Yeah. Bring bread.
Good wine
host.
And
good,
stuff.
Good host. All right. Well, we don't know if he missed it or not, but if
somebody said Keith's on crack, it's quarterway right now.
Oh, wow. Come on, Keith.
Keith, go outside again.
Come on, Keith. Go get us some good pictures. Shay 106.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the big news right now is this eclipse that's happening.
Right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Still happening?
Apparently. Okay, Keith was incorrect.
Yeah.
Sorry, Keith. We love you, buddy. But
what if he has pictures?
I know, but everyone's telling him he's out of his mind and that the eclipse happening currently.
Yeah.
Or did just happen.
Well, we went out and did some investigative journalism.
Right.
Yeah, we all ran out into the park.
We didn't stare directly into the sun, so don't worry about
that. No, we looked through a couple tinted windows.
Yeah. I might have looked at it.
But there's a bunch of people in the field beside us out there looking. Some people in the building have set up time-lapse cameras.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's funny.
No, it's like, a partial eclipse, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It won't be. It won't be total. It's not a Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, it's not a total eclipse of the heart. Yeah.
Every now and then I fall apart.
So yeah, I don't know if you get any good shots of it. Let us know. We'll tell you where to send them.
Good on you.
I mean, there is a weird hue to the light outside.
Yeah. Oh, it's brighter now.
Yeah.
That's weird. Maybe it's done.
I don't know.
Or the cloud moved.
We are so old.
No, it's just hard to see in our parking lot because there's like a line of trees. So I could see the sun and I don't stare directly in the sun.
Right.
And but there were some trees covering it. So I don't know if it was a tree, a cloud, what was doing it. So,
well,
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, does it matter to me? Not really.
The cosmic ballet goes on.
Yes, Jamie, the cosmic ballet does go on.
What did you just say?
I don't know what he's talking about.
What did you just say?
Real ones, no. All right.
Keep going. Real ones, no.
Yeah. Real ones, what?
Man, he is on fire this morning. Move on to what? We'll never be able to move on past that. I might have to retire from this business.
I don't think I'll ever explain.
You and the cosmic ballet.
Yeah, it goes on.
All right.
At least it's not humid anymore.
Oh, sure, thank God.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Quite pleasant.
It's actually a nice day out there.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know what ever to say again. I don't know. Well, you ruined speech for me.
Say it again and then hit a fancy ID and we'll sound professional.
All right.
The cosmic ballet goes on. Biggs
and Barr. Oh, you wanted me to, I thought you were going to play a song.
Yeah.
What are we always talking? What do you mean we always talk? What does that even mean?
We always complete talk. Newscast there, too, and I just didn't do it.
He told you exactly what to do. He said, say the fancy line, play the ID, and we'll get out of here.
I didn't say play a song, though. It wasn't specific enough.
I'm just going by what we do every day.
So play this one. Another one rides the bus, and then we're good.
We always talk.
Always. Every time. Every time for 2 years.
All right. But never do you say the cosmic ballet will go off.
No, of course not. So
we're under
things.
Some different type of circumstances this morning.
I'd like to weigh in, but
I have no idea where I am right now.
Close enough attention. So.
I'm working with a man. I had no idea who he was. You've changed my entire world. And I just asked you to play a song so I could adjust to the new Jamie who says things like the cosmic ballet will go on. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show you 106.
From the Biggs and Barr Show. So, vaccine, no vaccine, debates, health debates, science debates, all that stuff, all the conspiracy theories. But there's one that's just ridiculous, and we made fun of it yesterday.
Yeah, I even tried it, you know, just to prove a point.
We thought it worked for a second, but just your head was...
I just have a greasy forehead.
Yeah, it stuck for a bit.
There are valid discussions to have over vaccines. Whether or not this vaccine makes you into a human magnet is not one of them. And Jason tested it yesterday. Clearly not accurate.
It's ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous.
Not that I believed it to start with.
No, I mean, but there's a lady.
A doctor.
Like, this is actual discussions happening with professionals. And it's just, here, listen to her speak. Here, listen.
What is it that's actually being transmitted that's causing all of these things? Is it a combination of the protein, which now we're finding has a metal attached to it? I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots, and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead. It sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them, and they can stick.
This is an online hoax. This is a learned professional. Like an osteopath. A doctor. Falling for internet videos. Like, I asked off air, does she go to a magic show? I'm like, this guy's a wizard.
Superpowers.
Like,
how did he cut that woman in half? And she's okay.
Like,
that's crazy.
Like, I like a good magic show because I'm trying to figure out what's going on the whole time, how they do it, and not because I think it's real.
Good Lord. You're a doctor.
Who are letting these people speak in public? Like, I don't understand.
So it was a public meeting. If you watch the video, there's people behind her and they're like nodding, like, yep.
I saw it on the internet. Like, do we have to go over, like, every 6 to 8 weeks, do we have to have an everything on the internet isn't real chat again? Like, do we have to do that?
Maybe.
Well, because it's people aren't labeled things anymore, right? Like, if a comedian said that, then people would think, oh, they're joking, right?
Yeah.
But they don't. It's just a regular everyday person that can post a video because sometimes regular everyday people are funny.
Yeah, for sure. You
know? And they're making a joke.
So can you forgive now, knowing that a doctor
right.
thinks that people can actually stick metal to their forehead after getting a vaccine. Can you forgive Joe Blow, who just uses Facebook and who's like all riled up about certain things he reads? Like, that's she should know better.
I can forgive him for being riled up. I cannot forgive him for relying on Facebook for his information.
No, because I think anyone half decently intelligent has been telling everybody for a long time.
There's still a billion people who rely on Facebook for their information.
For their news.
Their news.
Yeah.
For the news.
Yeah, great.
You can't even rely on the news for your news, let alone Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy. What are you relying on us, though, for? Some sweet sex songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got that coming.
Yeah. Those are real.
Yeah, those are real. Apparently, a lot of you making some sex playlists and keeping it on the down low. So we'll go over that coming up on Show 106.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Have you guys made a sex playlist?
Yeah, because, my youth, for sure.
Yeah, because apparently 19% of us have one.
Yeah, there's a new survey that's come out about, so 70% of North Americans are nervous before they think they're going to have sexy times.
Okay.
So I would assume most of those are younger people. So there's different ways they cope with it. Some people do special grooming things. Some people like to wear specific clothing, but 20% of people are still making playlists, sex playlists.
Like to get pumped up or to play during the act?
Playlist.
During it.
Yeah, okay. Like to get you in the zone and then to get you through it.
I only have the one song on mine.
You have one song that just
I just put on repeat.
Consistently.
Right. Okay. Get up. Get on up. Had it for years. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. I like a sex machine. Get on up. Get on up. If you're doing it right, it should be a bit of work, but should also still be fun.
Do you want to sweat as much as James Brown sweat? Oh.
Sometimes. Depends where you are.
I don't think he has a choice. I think he just does.
I sweat when I eat sometimes, so yeah.
You know, there are a lot of things in this world I don't want to see. That moment is top. No, even the pre-moment. Like
James
when
Brown
you,
or me?
Well, you. Like, when you just walk over and press that song and look at your... No, see, he does this every time.
Yeah.
You
know?
So that solar eclipse game, that was crazy. Yeah. That was crazy. I'm not looking at you. I'm not
making motions.
I'm not.
Look at me.
You're not looking at
me. Do it and I'll stop.
Better? No, Steve. No. That was so much worse.
Finish face.
Your poor wife. Poor wife.
Oh, for more reasons than that.
So I mean, when I was a youth, maybe, you know, like when we were kids, used to make CDs or whatever. Or mixtapes back in the day, thinking you were slick.
What about your song?
Huh?
I know your song.
I don't think I can live up to the song anymore, man.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. Here I am, rock
you like a hurricane. Yeah. You don't think your back can take it anymore?
It's my back, and it's the whole setup. Like, I have to bring in the giant fan,
You gotta put on the sex blazer?
Right, I gotta put on the red sex blazer. It's just, there's a lot of setup for that song. You know, you got to have the strobe lights going. I mean, it's who's got that kind of time, really? But, yeah. So, hey, I mean, whatever gets you through it, do it, right? We've always said it.
Yeah. Do you want to hear mine?
If you play Buffalo Bills, are you going to play Lamb song?
I'm sorry. All right. So sorry.
We got it's question time coming up. You can text any question you want if you wish.
Yeah, 762-555.
It's Jay Wilson.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want to answer, text to 762-555. We answer.
How many kilos of bird seed are you giving away? You're talking about for auto what? That's one of the prizes. It's your bag of birdseed, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta check it. It's in the
what's,
Jeep.
What's the size?
Pretty big bag. It's like a giant bag of birdseed.
Where'd you get it?
My wife works at a pet store. So
right.
Was, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she brought it home, but it's too much birdseed. We have too much. We decided to stop feeding the birds because I put up that privacy fence, and they all sit along the side of it and poop down it. So it looks like I have a zebra fence now instead of just black.
Power wash it.
Yeah. F the birds.
What light bulbs do you prefer, warm or cool glow? I like a warm bulb.
Warm. I like a warm one. Yeah.
I don't mind. I've been replacing, as my bulbs in my house have gone out, I've been replacing with LEDs.
Of course.
And the LEDs I got have a bit of a warm glow, so it's not quite incandescent light, but it's not bad. It's not like those compact fluorescent things that make you feel like you're getting a suntan.
People, some neighbors, they switched out their lights.
Oh,
and normally
street
you
lights?
Wouldn't. No, no, no. Oh. Like they're in home lights, and normally you wouldn't
look
notice
in people's
that.
Windows.
Normally you wouldn't notice that.
You can tell.
And then they changed them all to cool blue.
Yeah, for a peep in a parm again.
No. Hey? It just, no, it was like lighting up my house.
For a peep in a parm, through their windows.
I have someone on the street that leads to my street. Oh, yeah. Everyone's got, you know, warm glow lights, and they have put in the brightest beacon, either their LED or compact fluorescence or whatever, but they are so bright.
They bought them from the lighthouse store?
I guess so. They should change them. I might break them.
Are any of you into cryptocurrency? And do you think Bitcoin will reach 100K this year as the many have predicted? James dabbles a bit.
Yeah, you would know. I don't know. I've got a guy.
Well, El Salvador just made it a legitimate legal tender. So that might help
it. Is El Salvador a legitimate country still?
I believe so.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
It is.
They are. I wouldn't say they're a finance
leader. They're not a world leader.
No,
not
I
a
mean,
leader
like,
of finance.
When I say legitimate, I know they're a country. I mean, they're like on the financial stage.
I don't think so. But they have said they're going to take it as legal tender. And then China was launching one yesterday, and it failed. So then Bitcoin had a little bit of a bump. 100K, I don't see it.
Do you guys know you're the best morning show in Ottawa, or are you modest about it? No, we know, but I mean, we still act modest.
And we're also waiting for other people to find out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow process.
Tell all your friends.
It's a slow process.
Yeah, tell a friend for sure.
Please.
Have them write it down.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a new power drill tomorrow. What make should I get?
Okay, I've always had good luck with Bosch tools. They've been pretty good.
Okay.
I'm trying to...
How can you go wrong with a DeWalt or a Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
You don't like DeWalt? I got mostly
not
DeWalt.
Not recently.
Good. Yeah. I don't know. I think any of them...
I do have DeWalt stuff.
I think they're all pretty much...
Probably.
Comparable and fine. Except for a couple of brands that we won't mention.
Bottom end,
but you know
get one with a light on it, though. Like, that's one of the best things.
Sure.
Oh, what a difference. Sorry, fellas, I missed the first winner for lumber. Who was the lucky winner? I texted you. Oh, we don't pick the winners till Monday.
Yeah, we start giving away next week.
Yeah. He's talking about the what would you do for wood contest we have going on where we need you to call our Dougie line. Just text the word Dougie to 762-555 and tell us what you would do for wood because we got a bunch to give away. So,
I'm tired and don't feel like going to work. Can I have your permission to call in sick today? Absolutely.
Yep.
If your boss has a problem with it, you tell them to call our Dougie line, 613-216-3849, leave a message, and we'll call them back and explain. This has been a tough time for people.
Yep,
and no doubt. You know,
lots of people are burnt out.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you need to take a mental health day, you go ahead. I would take it on a Friday, but, you know.
Yeah.
That Friday or Monday.
Yeah. But if you take one today, then maybe tomorrow you go, yeah, still not feeling it.
Yeah.
And you got a four-day weekend, right?
Got a four-day weekend coming up, don't we, in a few weeks there?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Canada Day fall on a Thursday this year?
Yeah.
So I might as well just take the Friday, right?
Yeah, we did a little negotiation with the boss. We're taking the Friday, too.
Did he legit, though?
I have it in writing, so it's cool.
Okay, all right, okay, okay.
I don't think there's any debate on it.
Okay.
If he says, hey, how come you guys weren't at work? I can just screenshot. Here you go, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't serious.
You didn't say that.
Hey, yeah. You can't tell tone in text.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And that is it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Hey, it's Auto What? 5 questions, 30 seconds. You got to get them all right, but you can pass on one and come back to it or a few if you need to. But your first answer for each one is the one that counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. You can win up to $1,000.
Wow.
We have JP on the phone.
Hey, JP.
Yes. Okay.
How's it going today?
Good.
All right. Are you a trivia guy or what?
Not really.
Okay. Looking good for you then.
Sounds nervous. You sound nervous.
Are you nervous? Don't be nervous.
A little bit.
Okay. It's all right.
We're just three idiots, man.
You're fine.
You're going to let your whole family.
Okay. I'm very confident because I can see the answers.
Yeah.
Right.
Good luck, buddy.
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. In what U.S. state was the world's first rodeo held in?
Boston.
What event in the sky happened this morning?
Eclipse.
What is captured when a horse wins the Kentucky Derby, Preakness Stakes and Belmont Stakes?
Pass.
Who played the bad guy in the first Speed movie?
Pass.
In gym class, what hurt more, a dodgeball to the face or an orange ball to the shin?
Orange ball.
What is captured? Oh, I ran out of time, JP. So you didn't win.
No.
But it was a great effort.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, enjoy your day.
Nerves got to him.
Let's go over his answers. Okay. In gym class, what hurt more, a dodgeball to the face or an orange ball to the shin? He said orange ball. That's correct.
For sure.
You would have gotten that correct. Who played the bad guy in the first Speed movie? The answer, he didn't know.
Yeah.
It's Dennis Hopper.
I also didn't know that. You didn't know that?
Oh, really? No.
I don't even know what Dennis Hopper looks like.
Come on.
I'd have to see him. You know what Dennis
Hopper. In my brain right now, I can't see him.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
What is captured when a horse wins the Kentucky Derby, Preakness Stakes, and Belmont Stakes? He didn't know. That's a triple crown. What event happened in the sky this morning? He said eclipse. I would have accepted that.
Sure.
Or eclipse.
Yeah.
In what U.S. state was the first world's first rodeo held in? He said Boston. Which is a curious choice.
Yeah.
It's actually Colorado. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. Well, let's see what he would have won on our Plinko board.
Okay. Oh, well, you're going to play here,
right? Anyway.
Okay. What we got?
He would have won $500 in a gas gift card.
Oh, wow.
So that is very disappointing for JP.
Very disappointing. Yeah. Still no winner since April 23rd. Man. It's a contest, eh?
It'll get you.
Yeah. If you win now, like, you're basically a god. I mean, really. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Speaking of contests, we want to give away some wood. And we have been asking you what you would do for wood. Like, what would you do? And we're going to feature some of those calls coming up, right, James?
Yes, sir.
Off our Dougie lines?
Yeah.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
So, yeah. People are calling Dougie Lines just to call. They're also calling it to tell us what they would do to get wood.
Right, because next week we're starting to give away lumber.
Yeah, we got a whole whack of lumber that we want to pass. Are you going to start with the wood calls, James?
Yeah, let's start with the wood calls.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to give you guys your own beehive. And I'm going to make a little sign that says Shea 106 or whatever you want it to be on the beehive. It'll be made out of wood. It'll be yours. It'll be your honey. Pure, natural, North Gore honey.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah, honey is sweet. Yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Like, we have our own hive. We could do, like, check-ins on it, see our queens rocking, see how our honey's doing.
We got that hill out there in the back parking lot. It's absolutely useless.
Oh, I think he'll keep it on his property.
Oh, really?
Probably.
Oh.
I don't want to babysit our own hive.
Well, that's what I think he meant.
I think he meant it, yeah.
He's going to give it to us.
And he could just come check it and stuff like that.
Chris, I like your thinking better, but I think he's giving it to us.
Keep it where the bees are.
And we have to be beekeepers.
No, I'm fine with it either way.
I don't want to be a beekeeper.
I don't want to be a beekeeper. I looked into it. It's not as easy as it sounds.
No, I don't think so. It'd be cool if we had this guy just name it, keep track of it, give us the honey every year.
Well, that's on the list for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. What else?
A guy who... just go to work, bro.
Hey, guys. It's Lauren. I'd give up the day of work to day drink with you guys just for wood. Thanks.
You just go to work.
That's a nice sentiment, Lorne.
I'm not really sacrificing anything.
Yeah. Well, he's sacricificing his day's pay, I guess.
But then he can use that.
If he gets to hang out with us, though.
Right, yeah.
Well,
I'm not a big day drinker, you know? I'm not really.
You know, like
unless you're on vacation, then it's different than your vacation drinking.
I was going to say, we did a lot of day drinking.
That's different, though. Mexico. Totally out of their life. I don't just go to my house in the middle of the day and
get hammered.
Start drinking.
See, there's the thing. It's got to be a situational day drinking. Like, I don't consider going out and crushing 13 beers on the golf course day drinking.
I would consider that a problem. Yeah, that's
golf
too many beers.
You know?
That's 13?
That's too many beers.
That's too many, James.
Once a year.
That's too many.
In a tournament. No.
And as someone who's golfed with you before, and you've had two or three.
Yeah, yeah. I pee a lot.
You pee every 8 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild.
Every 8 seconds.
You just should put a catheter in and let it trail behind you.
Golf and nap. I can't stop peeing.
Okay. What else we got for you? So, no, we're not. You're probably not going to win.
No, it's
any
nice
wood.
Sentiment. We appreciate they want to hang out with us. But yeah. There'll be other opportunities to hang out with us
sure.
where you can still don't have to give up your day's
yeah.
pay.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just nice to do nice things for people. Obviously,
sure.
we're doing these deeds and stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But sometimes
yeah.
we just give people a good old feeling in their heart.
Okay.
I think
okay.
we've
All
done
right.
that with this fella. Oh,
okay.
Hey, boys. Gotten into a couple of night, but just sitting here. Sitting, waiting, listening. Yeah, yeah. I've listened to you guys for like over 5 years.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of you.
I've called in, told my stories, and complained about all the, every fucking sports channel in Canada. Like,
oh, this guy.
I love you guys. I can tell you whatever I want. No judgment. You just listen, and that's it. So, thanks. This one's for you, boys.
Always have another drink.
I think he's
for
having
us.
Another drink.
Yeah, he's having another drink.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if that's, you know, if anything we're known for, it's our non judgment of anything.
Yeah, but I think even when we do make fun of people, they know we're just having a, you know, a good time. Like, it's like hanging out with us once you kind of get to know us a little bit on the radio. It's like hanging out with your buds.
Sure.
Male or female. But, like, I mean, like, I can make fun of either of you guys or you make fun of me basically on a daily basis, and you don't really hurt my feelings because
right.
it's your friends. That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
you do with your friends.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So if you call us and tell us something insane and we make fun of you for it, you know we're just teasing our friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's true.
That's kind of the vibe. So I get it. We'll have one for you, sir, next time we're thinking about our favorite callers. We'll raise a glass to you. See, I'm making fun of you right now, but we're buds.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's it for now. We're going to play some more Dougie Line calls coming up about an hour or so. I know it's a while away, but.
If you would like to call and leave a message, 613-216-3849, 216-Dougie, or if you can't remember that, just text the word Dougie, pretty much any spelling, to 762-555, and the number will be sent to you.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
All right. Hey, how are you? It's Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey.
It's time to announce our tops for this week.
This is a good one. There's a lot to talk about on this one.
There really is. Yeah, it's our Totally Efficient Polling Survey, if you don't know. We rank the top five of a topic with a little bit of help from you. Okay? So this week's tops is the top five cottage/camping activities.
Right.
Because, you know, it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's kids are almost done.
And you're
going
to be allowed to as of tomorrow,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To go camping.
Yeah, head out and enjoy some of the outdoors and stuff. So we're looking for top five cottage/camping activities.
There's some obvious ones, I think, for most people.
Sure.
I like fishing.
Yeah, fishing's up there.
Even if you don't catch anything, it's better than, you know, not doing, like, being at work and stuff.
Just something about loading up the boat, you know, getting in the boat.
Even sitting on the dock.
Yeah.
Good for fishing.
Heading out. Some peace and quiet, nice calm morning, slowly trolling along the shore or whatever. Yeah, fishing definitely on in the running.
I would think so.
Campfire, everyone's going to say sitting around a campfire.
Sure, love a nice campfire.
Now, do we roll it all into one, like cooking food on a campfire, having beers at a campfire, like all campfire activities?
I think you could almost, there's so many little, pardon the butt, branches of a campfire here, because I like the activity of going and collect sticks.
You do, eh?
Go get the sticks, proper size sticks.
The worst
so you can come, like you, it. Yeah, you can come camping with anything because I hate doing
Love
that.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out there.
You should send the kids to do it.
Yeah, go get sticks.
Go pick up all the sticks, boys.
Just use lighter fluid on the big one. Get her going. Get her
you
going.
You still need something to burn.
Get her going.
Swimming? Did you guys say, like, that's a pretty big activity?
Yeah, there for sure.
Okay. Sure.
All water activities. Now, do you separate water skiing and stuff from clearly from yeah? Is tubing and water skiing in the same just boat activity?
No, because I love tubing. I'm not really keen on water skiing.
Your arms
just because you probably weren't good at it, to be honest.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah,
anything with skis, I was bad at. Snow, water, anything.
I know you don't like it, but as a kid, there was nothing better than dropping that first, like getting on the one ski.
The
like
slalom.
The first time,
the
first time you successfully drop that ski and tuck into, woo, don't feel
Sweet.
Like that, boy. Let me tell you.
What about Chris? Yeah, get this an off the air. Heading into town. Great.
Yeah,
great
well, it was good. Because you'd been in the sun all day.
Yeah.
You'd go have a little quick shower, or at least rinse off in the lake or river, wherever you were, or pool or whatever you had, and then you know, put on your nicer cottage camping clothes right, and get into town.
Yeah, pick up some groceries.
Ice
or,
cream.
Yeah, frozen yogurt or ice cream.
Maybe,
or,
maybe go to the burger stand.
Yeah.
The chip truck.
Yeah, chip
down
truck.
By the water.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
We may have to have the top 15 here.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough to narrow it
now,
down.
Now, one you got angry at, Jason, was on a rainy day playing some Crokinole or Scrabble or like sitting inside with all the windows open and pouring outside. It's not a good memory for you. You do not like playing board games.
Board games. I'd rather just go to sleep if
read
it's raining.
A book.
Yeah, read a book or go to sleep rather than play board games.
I think, I don't know if board games can make it on the list only because we're doing cottage camping. You draw a line. Like you bring a board game guy camping. Unless you have like a camper or something, like you're putting a board game in your backpack. Like
no,
if you're hiking out there, no.
Of course not. But we're doing cottage slash camping.
No, I get it.
I can be
I
either. Why are you so mad at bringing a board game camping? I'm sure some people do.
Some people have texted in getting drunk, drinking. You don't need to be camping or at the cottage to do that.
No, yeah. You know? They can be anywhere to do that.
Yeah. Like some people do it at work.
Right. Yeah. All right.
And
so
yeah, it's nice to have a beer by the water.
Sure.
But, you know, I also don't like having a headache the next morning.
I don't mind a nice J-stroke from time to time out
Pardon
in the canoe.
Me?
Out in the
oh,
canoe.
Canoeing. Canoeing.
Oh.
Yeah, I like canoeing.
Jesus, what did you think I meant?
I didn't know.
I don't know. Not it too sounded, many people know what the term J-stroke means in
great.
The way you mean it.
Does.
Yeah, yeah. I had a pretty sweet J-stroke.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, I did.
I did.
I like solo canoeing.
Look at those forearms.
I like kayaking. Yeah, kayaking's fun.
Sure.
Kayak.
100%.
Not whitewater. I'm not a whitewater type guy.
Kayaking.
I like a nice glass lake.
Yeah.
Laying in a hammock. That is a great.
But like, again, that could be anywhere.
I have a hammock at my house.
Yeah,
I
it's not just a cottage. All right, so we need some contributions to get this list formed. The top five cottage slash camping activities. Leave them on the Dougie line. Text Dougie to 762-555.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. We are about to play Alphabet Race. I mean, all you got to do is say the alphabet faster than anybody else this morning.
Yeah. The record, you want to know the record?
Yeah, what's our record?
Was Graham? Set by Jessica last week at 2.84 seconds.
Wow.
My stopwatch.
Wow.
Wow. Now, we have to be able to hear every letter.
Yep.
If your phone cuts out, you're eliminated. Sorry. It's just how it works. And
if you distort.
Yeah, if you distort or anything like that. It has to be clear. We have to feel that you said the entire alphabet.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Now, right. When I say the record, you don't have to beat that record today.
No,
it's a daily
day.
Record. You have to be the fastest one on the day. But if you do beat the record, you know, good for you.
And we forgot to clarify this in the Canadian alphabet.
Canadian alphabet.
Yeah,
it's just in the nation's capital for crying out loud.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got I don't know who it is on the phone.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
Todd.
Todd, are you ready?
Yep.
Do you know the alphabet?
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay.
Of course you do. All right. Good luck to you.
You can start whenever you're ready, and I'll hit start.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
The elemental piece of stuff.
I said Z. That is the American alphabet.
Yeah, so and you mumbled through the J, K, L, M,
yeah.
And
yeah, which is a shame because that did beat the record.
And
yeah, of course
it did because
he cheated.
He cheated. I just don't think it qualified. So no for Todd. We're only taking the four calls, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Todd. We got to let you go.
Yeah, you're disqualified. Cheater. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
John.
John, you ready for the super serious contest we call Alphabet Race?
I'll give it a super serious try.
All right, okay. We appreciate it. I think you need to tell them when to go.
Okay.
I don't like them saying go because you might have a half a second delay in your finger pressing
stopwatch. It's like right there. Everyone gets
fine.
The same.
Fine, okay. All right, I'm just saying.
I would still have the same delay because they might not go exactly when I say
But
go.
That doesn't matter because you told them when to go, so okay. That's when their time starts. I'm just
All
saying
right.
It makes
I'll,
it more.
Well, we'll do I that think, then. I think okay, you ready, John? I'll tell you. Three,
okay.
Two, one, go.
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Okay, that's 3.73 seconds.
3.7.
Now, I'm keeping track of the time. You guys have to keep track of the accuracy, okay?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do that.
Because for some reason, my brain doesn't work.
You can't do both. That's fine. Jamie doesn't like it. I knew by his face he didn't like that one. What's wrong with it?
Around the T-U-V, it was like TV.
Oh, yeah?
Like
it was,
T-U-V,
eh?
T-U-V.
It sounded fine to me, but again, I'm watching the clock.
I didn't think it was bad enough.
Okay,
we'll let him stay.
Okay,
we'll keep John on hold.
Okay,
Okay, so line
three
now, yeah, okay.
Hi, good morning, it's Biggs and Bar Show. Who's this? Hello?
This is Adam.
Hey, Adam. You ready? I don't know what else to
ask. I hope so.
Okay. All right, Adam, in 3, 2, 1, go.
A, B, C, D, F, G, J,
done. Sorry. No, no. He knew. He knew, though.
Yeah. He gave up on it right away.
It's like when you fan on a shot, right? You're like, oh, damn it. Sure. Okay, so he's got to go. All right, Adam. Last one.
Hi, good morning. It's the Biggs and Bar Show. Who's this?
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Sorry?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Tammy.
Tammy, okay.
Hi, Tammy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Good luck to you. Here we go.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1, go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Okay.
What do you want? What
I mean, she said Z, and she said Z instead of V.
Okay, I didn't.
Am I too strict here?
Yes. No, well,
I think you're too strict. Yeah. It sounded fine to me, but listen to these numbers, okay?
Okay.
So Tammy just clocked in at a 3.74.
Okay.
We had John,
yeah,
who clocked in, if you recall,
yeah,
at 3.73.
Oh! 3.73!
John is the winner.
Wow! Oh, my goodness! Have we ever had one that tight?
I don't think so.
No.
We've only played it twice.
I'm just trying to sell it, man.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, all no, right, we yeah, never have.
Okay. Wow, crazy.
In the history of this contest.
Well, congratulations, John. You got yourself $100 prize pack. Lotto, is it 649 or Lotto Max today, James?
Today's 649.
Okay, okay.
Still, 5 or 6 million.
6 million?
Yeah, yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah. It's better than a kick in the teeth, eh?
All right.
Cool. Good chat.
Good job,
good
John.
Chat.
Thank you.
Good chat. All right. He's exhausted. He's probably passed out.
Yeah.
The effort required to sing the lottery. Well, you know, it's a contest.
Sure is.
It is a contest. Is it a good one? I don't know. We'll try it a couple more times.
I like it.
We'll see how it goes. We're going to play some of your calls and what you would do for wood coming up. And other Dougie Line stuff right here on Shea 106.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
And if you ever don't remember the Dougie Line phone number, just text Dougie to 762-555. That's pretty easy. I mean, I'll get you the number. All right, we're going to start with some wood or some regular Dougies? What do you want to do?
Start with some wood then.
All right, these are calls. People, as you may not know, we're giving away a whole whack of wood because lumber prices are through the ceiling. So these are, we're asking you what you would do for it. And here we go.
Nope.
Regarding the what would I do for wood contest, I would let my husband and our adopted brother egg me in public because we are the ones who would be rebuilding the family cottage dock.
There you go.
So she'd let
a public egging.
I mean, that'd be entertaining to watch, you know?
Hurt. Get egged.
How many eggs we have?
Like a dozen? Seems like a waste of eggs.
It does seem like can you stand in like a giant pan and then cook them after?
Yeah, that'd be, you don't want to waste eggs like that. Yeah. Right?
All right, well, humiliation's always great. Sure, yeah.
Now, this is from Barb.
Okay.
She's pretty smart lady.
Okay. Good morning, boys. This is Barb from beautiful downtown Greenfield.
Okay.
And I am in need of some wood.
All right.
So what I would do for you guys is I would arrange to have a gourmet breakfast delivered to you on the day of your choice. So let me know.
She gives her phone number.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Barb's smart.
Yeah, it's a smart lady. I mean,
woo us with food.
I don't think it's. I mean, if you've listened to our show at all, we are we're begging people to bring us food constantly because we're kind of fat and hungry all the time.
Yeah.
And anyone that's brought us food has basically got free promotion the entire morning, so it's a good strategy. Good strategy. Food will always. I mean, they'll definitely one of the prizes will definitely be somebody who offered us food.
Well, maybe it'll be Rob because he's another smart fella here.
Hi guys, my name is Rob, and what I'd like to do for you for that wood is I would simply like to cook for you. Mm. We're just finishing a big reno on our house. It's taken us 10 years to get here,
Ooh.
And I finally have my kitchen, the one I want. I cook really good traditional Polish food.
Okay.
So I would offer you guys pierogies, cabbage rolls, and a dish called kapusta, which is
sauerkraut
sautéed with double smoked kielbasa and onions with spicy mustard on the side.
I'm in!
Anyway, I think the next time I make a batch, I'd drop it off for you guys anyway. Well, but if I was considered, I would make it for you and the entire crew for Shay, because you guys have done some amazing stuff over the past year. Anyway, sour cream will be on the side because, you know, Jamie and his issues.
Right. Man. Ooh, Rob, yeah, you are a front runner.
I love me some nice Polish food. It's delicious, yes.
A long time since I had some good. Yeah,
I don't know if my system could handle it on the daily, but you know, once in a while, I will partake. Oh, I'll plan ahead for a good nap.
I vote for Rob.
Rob.
All right,
Rob.
We're not giving them away till Monday.
No.
But that might be hard to beat.
Well, let us know. All right, leave it on our Dougie line. You got a couple of regular Dougs? Is that it, James? We're just gonna.
We can save a super serious question for tomorrow if you want.
A super serious question.
We got to ask it now.
Yeah, now I'm in.
So Jason brought up something on the show yesterday. Okay. So someone has a serious question about a certain pasta.
Oh.
I have a very serious question. If raviolo is the singular form of ravioli, does that mean that spaghetti's singular form would be spaghetto, or spaghettini would be spaghettino, or linguino? These are very important questions that need an answer immediately.
It would stand to reason. I haven't verified, but like what you're saying sounds accurate.
Yeah.
Could you play the end of him, please?
Because he kind of laughs
a little
bit.
Oh, he got really intense.
These are very important questions that need an answer immediately.
Yeah, it is. Spaghetto is the singular word for spaghetti. Yep.
So for a single noodle, it's a spaghetto.
It's a spaghetto.
Well, you have to look up linguino.
Singular form of linguini.
Or linguino.
Is it linguino?
Plural linguini. No.
Still, it has to be.
It's still. I'm trying to figure it out, man. Please don't yell at me. Please don't yell at
me. These are very important questions that need an answer immediately.
Oh, I can't find an answer for that one. Well, spaghetto is spaghetti, though, for sure. Yeah. There's an official answer for that. Is
what about macaroni? Would it be macarono?
Now, the dictionary says... Oh, man.
Dictionary.
Too many different answers.
Fusilo? No.
Too many different answers.
Okay.
Different dictionaries giving different definitions of different things.
What about penne? Would it be penno?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think that's just a penne.
But what's
it's got to be a pen.
A penno? The pennies?
Spaghetto.
You got a spaghetto on your shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll do some more. There's no quick answer is what I, you know, for the different ones I'm looking
at. Okay.
Spaghetto, there was immediate answers. And yes, spaghetto was the singular for spaghetti. But for the other ones, I don't know. Fair. This is...
Wow. Something I thought I'd never think about in my entire life, but I'm amazed by it.
It's fun. Here's what I found. It's done very much on a case-by-case basis. Some words follow the Italian singular or plural, but many don't. Generally, pasta things like spaghetti, macaroni, and linguine are used for the... giant definition for it.
So, case-by-case basis. So, whatever you want to call it, then.
Yeah.
What sort of rules are those?
I don't know, but...
as you know, we're very strict rule followers.
Yeah, we are. We'll do some more research. We'll give you an official answer later.
Or we'll
time.
Forget.
That could happen, too.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Isn't spaghetti a type of dish, not a specific noodle? Nope. Spaghetti.
I mean, it's both, really.
Spaghetti is the noodle, but you can get all kinds of different types of spaghetti.
Mm.
But spaghetti is the noodle. Like linguine is the noodle.
Yeah.
Like macaroni is the noodle.
Like someone asked, what's your favorite noodle to use in mac and cheese? Well, mac. mac part of mac and cheese.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
Should I buy tickets to July Talk or Glorious Sons? If I had to choose, I would choose the Glorious Sons.
Yes, Glorious Sons. Fantastic.
Yeah, those two. Not knocking July Talk.
Not at all,
just,
no.
Now we have... Glorious Sons are actually our friends, which makes it a little... We might be a little...
Biased.
One biased that way, but...
But they put on a great show. And they're good guys.
If you haven't seen Glorious Sons live, regardless of if you love their music or not, you want to see a guy who puts... every inch of his soul into every show.
Absolutely.
Brett lead singer of the Glory Sons, unbelievable live show. And he won't be wearing shoes, which is always fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, even when he's just by himself. Yeah. Like, I've recorded him in, like, an old house's basement just by himself.
Yeah.
And I have those recordings at home. He doesn't even remember singing one of the songs.
No. Oh, we saw him perform in minus 40 degree weather outdoors, and he didn't wear shoes.
No shoes. Yeah. A whiskey bottle in each pocket.
They're a blast. They're a good time. When you put your garage out and animals destroy it, that would be the right word. Do you pick it up?
Yeah. What? Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what? I pick up, for some reason, garbage day in our neighborhood is always the windiest day of the week.
Mm.
And there's other people's garbage ends up all over my lawn, and I'll still pick it up, even though it's their garbage.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. You're the best
around. Don't be a... There was no need to be a dick there.
No,
there was no need at all. Mm-hmm. There was no need at all.
Just because garbage flies in his face sometimes.
There's no need at all for you to be a jerk with that.
How is that being a jerk?
Every time you play that clip, you're being a jerk.
That's not true. You're the best around for picking up other people's garbage. What a jerk do that?
I don't think he was meaning to be a jerk. I think you're just used to him being a jerk, so you took it that way.
No, he's totally being a jerk.
No.
Anytime I say anything that sort of might mean like I'm bragging about myself, he has to play that clip.
What kind of psycho would think someone picking up other people's garbage is a jerk?
I'm not a self-hating human being no confidence in anything I ever do, so therefore don't understand when other people have confidence in what they do and have to insult them when they have it.
With your insincere defense, Jamie, I know I'm on Chris's side.
What in defense? Only a psycho would think someone picking up someone else's garbage is a jerk. Honestly.
It's all right. It's fine.
You guys missed Don Cherry during this playoffs run. I kind of do. No, not really. I had tired of Don Cherry many years ago.
I miss his hockey stuff. Like, because his hockey analysis was always spot on.
Yeah, but there was always too much other stuff in it. And I was just like, okay. I just got fascinated with watching his neck goiter.
I wish they had replaced it with something entertaining, though. That's a problem. They can't seem to figure out how to put something fun in between.
It gives you a chance to get up and do something, stretch your legs, take the dogs out, something like that. It's fine. I don't mind it. Keep your boring in-between period shows.
Is sand called sand because it's between sea and land?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly why.
Now don't ask it again.
Why don't they make a miracle pill to treat swass? The last few days have been hell.
Oh, swass.
Yeah, swass.
Sweaty ass.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's probably, it might be on the list, but maybe not on the top priority.
They make pills to stop you sweating.
Yeah, if you have hyperhidrosis.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can get those. I don't know if they work like spots. Like, you'll just not
they
sweat
don't target on your butt areas. Crack.
Like, I don't think they work that way. But,
Where's the worst possible place to be drunk? Well, I would say behind the wheel of a car.
great answer.
That's the worst place to be drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, or a plane, like flying a plane.
Yeah, sort of a
place to be drunk.
Yeah. When you're in charge of, when you're commanding a vehicle. Yes. That is the worst place. Yeah.
Good answer. I mean, not really funny because it's sad that happens.
It's true.
But accurate answer.
Yes.
That's what they asked, right? Yeah.
Why don't you play the best around for him clip? Huh? He just said something real smart. Play for him.
But it's not my clip. It's about you.
It's for you.
Because it's only when you want to be a jerk to me.
It's for you. I wasn't being a jerk.
You were 100%.
You're being sensitive.
I'm not. He won't play for me because I'm not overly confident.
Sometimes I want
to. Want to what?
I want to flick you in the eyeball.
Oh, it's hard being the best. I know.
I know. You're the best.
The Biggs and Barr Show.